Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time the Podcast, and thank you so much for clicking play today on today's episode. If you tuned into my last podcast episode that was published, it started to rain during the episode, and as I'm recording this one, rain is falling. You're gonna hear the rain in the background, and you know what? I'm done apologizing. The fact is, we live in the tropics. Well, for those of you who live in the Caribbean, right? We live in the Caribbean. We have two major seasons, the rainy season and the dry season. Like, I don't need to say that. And whether I choose to record in the day or record in the night, I can't control when the rain falls. One. Two, my people, those of you who are, you know, like, really, yeah, thunder, the whole shebang, the people who are really, I don't want to call it, like, call you all fans or anything like that, but those of you who are really part of my tribe, yes, that's the best way to put it, who are really part of my tribe, who are really here for me, you tune into my Instagram stories, and even if you know Instagram stories isn't your jam, but you tune in to the podcast, which I realize not everybody tunes into the podcast, but they might not tune into my Instagram and follow me on Instagram. When I say follow, I don't mean like click follow, but keep up, you know, with Cassie Marina on Instagram. But you might listen to the episodes because you gain value from it, and ultimately you get value from my content. So wherever you get your value from, the point is, once you take in any piece of my content, you're part of the tribe. So I'm done rambling about the tribe, but the point is, like, if you are here and you're not like somebody who's just peeping in or whatever, the point is, you don't really care about the production, meaning everything being in line, perfect, every hair laid, shit. When I started this podcast, like, sometimes I have to remind my own self, when I started this podcast, it was about delivery. All of my content really is about getting the message there out to you. I mean, obviously without compromising quality. But listen, let me school you all on podcasts. Podcast is relatively new to Trinidad and Tobago. I can't speak for the entire Caribbean, but I would say that it's about the same thing. It's relatively a new thing, even though it's been around for years, but it's been a thing, it's relatively new. And I have been into podcasts before many people have been into this thing, and many people still aren't into this thing. And let me tell you, I feel like we focus too much on the wrong things, and by extension, I started to focus on the wrong things, which is the message. And that's the lesson that I took away from the last episode. The last episode, I realized my, you know, true people who are part of my tribe, who open my emails, etc., etc., care about the content. They don't care about the dogs in the background. So if you have a problem with it, well, it will get better. You know, it's not that I am just trying to put out anything subpar and I'm content. No, we will get better. It will get better. Every episode isn't going to be like this. But the fact of the matter is, I rather like have an episode out where you can still get the message than you don't hear from me in months because of things like that. If you don't hear from me in months because I'm burnt out, that's without a given. You know, I have to give myself time and space. But like, if I have the energy and I'm in the capacity and I feel passionate about something, that is what is more important. So many times I'm passionate about things and I just want to talk, and that's why I started the podcast, so that when I hop on a tirade, lack of a better word, I could just come out here and dish the message. And it's about the message at the end of the day. And that was my lesson from you guys who, you know, chimed in and let me know that you could barely notice the dog until I pointed it out. Some of you, well, not some of you, one person really said, yeah, the dog, I feel you on that. But I know it's not something to take to heart like that anyway. The point is, yes, I know it, you know it, better needs to be done, but that's out of my control. The rain apparently was very soothing, and I think it was on theme for the episode about, you know, self-care. You know, it's very soothing, very, you know, relaxing, therapeutic, whatever. And I hope that episode brought a sense of I guess peace and calm and, you know, reassurance that it's okay to take care of yourself and, you know, podcasts and chilling with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee is a great place to start, right? So today's episode is a spin-off, right? It's a bit of a Instagram story sequence / IGTV that I was going to put together, but I started recording it as stories with the intention to post and also repurpose for Instagram's IGTV. But then what happened, my iPad died, right? And because that's where I record most of my Instagram content on. It died on me and I couldn't continue, but I was on a roll and I decided I'm not going to let this sit and collect dust. And I thankfully saved it as I was going, as I was recording. So it's there and I exported the audio and we're going to go straight into the tea time intro, and then it's going to cut away into the stories that I started recording, and then I'm going to complete the thought process that I was on in those stories, because like I said, my iPad died and it's a bit incomplete, but the majority of what I wanted to say is there. All right, so without further ado, thanks for being here, thanks for being patient with me, but at the end of the day, I hope you appreciate the content nonetheless and the message more than the perfection. And I mean, I actually have a whole other tirade about, you know, people, especially in Trinidad, who like to nitpick at people's production. But at the end of the day, we're actually taking action and a lot of people are still sitting down thinking about putting together a podcast and thinking about putting together YouTube and thinking about all of these things that they want to do, all because they are themselves telling themselves that they need this, that, and the other to get things done. And you really don't. Like right now, I am pushing through the obstacles. I came this close to be like, you know what, forget it, the rain came down. Like as soon as I like whipped out Anchor and decided to start recording, the rain came down, and it is what it is. So anyway, without further ado, here's the intro, and we're going to cut straight into the IGTV, and then I'm going to continue, complete the thought process. Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassie Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding expert helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online classes and workshops, as well as through the services of my branding agency to help you develop your online systems. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online using the tools available to us, but most importantly, thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools and put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business with a little bit of tea dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive online. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's begin.
I can't help you if you don't allow me to help you. Like, I need your permission. And what I mean by that is, I can't help you if you don't book a consultation. I can't help you if you don't purchase the course. I can't help you if you don't, you know, book a package, you know, a full service package or whatever to help you with your problem, right? Ultimately, we are in business and a business solves a problem. So if you have a problem that's within my area, within my field, the way for me to help you is to like click the link. Majority of the time, based on the conversations that I've been having, like I'm hearing problems, and in here I already have the entire recipe for you. I have an entire recipe based on your unique situation, your business, and I could only write as many blog posts or create as many podcasts or YouTube videos. Or, and it's not just me, there's so many sources of inspiration from other places, and there's also the news and the updates and on things on the payment space. But at the end of the day, there's something called connectors, and the connector is the person who has the skill and the expertise to take all of that information and put it together to create a recipe. It's like someone who is great at baking cakes. Think of every business as a unique cake, and you are a unique cake needing a specific recipe to create that masterpiece that you need. So you need this recipe to get a specific outcome and to solve this specific problem. So you're here with this problem, I'm here listening, and I already know exactly what you need and all of the ways to give you that complete system to help you launch and, you know, build that business online, right? Build your brand online. But instead, you rather go here, and then be overwhelmed, and you know, you just delay getting your problem solved and getting from point A to point B. Like, how long do you want to be dancing around, going around, feeling overwhelmed? Because that is what I'm hearing. You're not paying for access to paid information, or you're not paying for access to information that already exists. You just need to figure it out. You don't need the expert. No, you're paying for somebody's expertise. You're paying for some.
Okay, so I'm gonna finish the thought process, and that is, you are not paying for a commodity, right? And what I realized, what I was trying to say, is this access to paid information is a mindset of commodity. I can get that somewhere else, or I can achieve that information for free on my own. It's not about paid and it's not about free. It's more about the transformation. It's more about getting access to a solution that's going to help you get from point A to point B faster and collapsing that time. That's it. It really is that simple of a concept. And the faster that you and, you know, people in general can get the idea of it's not about getting access to something that you can't access, as in like a commodity. Oh, I need access to this thing. You know, I think that is where people struggle a lot, because they commoditize transformation. They commoditize it like they're buying a phone. Oh, I don't have this phone, so I have to pay to get access to this new product. And it's not about that. It's about the journey and how can you make the journey shorter. Do you want the fast route? Do you want the shortcut? Or do you want to take the long way or the detour? Now, yeah, ultimately you can find your way there eventually, but how long do you want to take to get there? And that's really what the point I wanted to bring forth at that point in time when I felt it in my heart and my spirit and the passion to talk about it, because it was hot off the press of conversations I was having that week. And you know, I really pay attention to what people are struggling with and the conversations that come my way, and you should too as a business owner. Like, really pay attention and listen. Not just engage in discussion, but while you're engaging, like, truly listen. And what I have been hearing is that everybody's trying to make sense of all of the information out there, which is fine. It's out there, it's free, and You know, that's why, you know, so many of us create free content to help you figure some things out or help you make a decision or to help you become better informed. But if you realize, you know, some people could do it and just run with it and implement. But if you realize that you are, I don't like to use the word struggling, but you're taking a little longer than you'd like to get this thing up and running, whatever it may be. In my case, I'll use the example of a website. If you find that you are taking longer, maybe it's time to employ expert assistants. Right? I know I already said it before, you know, consultations done for you, templates, whatever, right? This is just an example. Take it and see how it applies to your business in some other way with some other service provider or any other type of service. It doesn't have to be websites or anything that I do. But whatever it is, if you feel stuck and you're tired of feeling stuck, it's time to do something different. All right? Just shift the mindset from the commodity to I want to get to there faster. So here's a little bit of a story. Funny enough, that week I was, you know, I'm going through some changes in the back end of my business. And again, if you follow me on Instagram, follow my Instagram stories, I mentioned this briefly. And I know I could figure things out. Like a lot of these things I've taught myself, I've figured it out over the years. But I am so busy these days, I don't want to waste time Googling anything right now. You know, like the sales page was right in front of me. This person has the information and the templates. You know, they're just serving it up to me on a silver platter in exchange for a minimal investment. Whether it's minimal or maximum, it really doesn't matter. The point is there's an investment. And I literally didn't even think 2 minutes about it. Like at first I stopped just a second, like, do I need to pay for this? Can I figure this out really quickly? And I was like, no, I can't figure this out really quickly. I can figure it out, yes, but how long is it gonna take me to do that? Do I have the time to do that? No, I'm looking to implement and launch this into my business model now to get to, you know, point B by this time frame. I don't have time to wait. So I was like, you know what, click click click, downloaded, got the templates, and I was like, oh okay, that's all there is to learn. Okay, all right, cool. Not to like downplay on what I learned, but sometimes there isn't more to something than there really is. And investing in that training made me realize, okay, this is everything that I need to know. It really isn't that complicated. And for me, that was valuable because I got my answer. You know, it's not about me getting this whole big wave of information to feel like I got value. No, sometimes you invest in something and you get just simply validation, and that's enough, because that saved me time having to beat around Google and YouTube, which would have been time wasted. And I know, okay, I have everything I need to move to the next step, and now I just move to the next step, and that's what I did. And I would safely say that I'm on my way to implementing what I'm currently implementing in my business, and that is priceless. So this is not just me preaching to you, but this is also me in this similar situation, and how that mindset shift, you know, saved me from wasting time. Like, yeah, I think that is pretty much it on that. You know, we're gonna keep it as brief, short, and sweet today, and I'm not gonna like continue to ramble, but that is essentially it. So this resonated with you and you enjoyed this podcast episode and you made it this far, you know what to do. Leave a review or screenshot, share on Instagram, and tag me. All right. I'd love to hear from you. If you don't tag me, then I don't know that you shared it. So you know what to do, and hear from you for the next one.